Let's do it.
Absolutely. All
right. Yes.
First.
Okay. I'm Andy Rose. My podcast is called Just Saying. I just started this.
Nice.
And yeah, we're talking to, is how do you pronounce it? Shaku
Bannister. Okay. Yes. Okay. It's really close.
Okay. What kind of music, you know, do you listen to for, you know?
Well, you know me, music has always been a staple in my life. I like all music. I mean, you know, from playing instruments like the drums to, you know, having worship music where you're praising God or whatnot. It's, you know, so I like it all, you know. I really do. That's the thing about music is it's always something that, you know, I can find that I like, you know.
I feel the same way. I mean, I love music. And, you know, growing up, people would say, you listen. I mean, I didn't just listen to, like, you know, it was R&B back then.
Okay.
I listened to everything. And recently, you know, I got a Spotify membership. And nice. It's been, like, wonderful because I've been discovering, like, all kinds of music that, I mean, you don't even know they're out there. And yeah. They make you a little playlist. And I've been listening to, and then, like, I've been listening to everything from, you know, alternative to different countries to songs I haven't heard in years that I forgot.
Right, right.
Like,
no,
oh my
I know.
God, that was the jam. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Song. You know?
And it reminds you how great that feeling, you know, that song helps you feel, you know, that moment when you were listening to that song. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. And I think opening yourself up to music, I think that's one of the things. And I do struggle with that because I like to go back to my tried and true, okay?
Yeah.
I love, you know, because I stay in the 70s with my music if I'm, you know. But I think that's one of the things about music is, you know, if you let yourself listen to something, you might not know if you like it or not. And like bluegrass, I would always say, oh, I'm not going to listen to it. I like everything but bluegrass. Well, I love bluegrass now. I lived in Dallas for some years and
loved Dallas. It. Nice.
Yeah. I lived in Dallas, and which I love. Dallas is a very, you wouldn't think it, but Dallas had a strong artsy community there. And you wouldn't think of it because you think about the old, you know, stereotypes and things like that. They do have that as well, but they also have a very, when I was there, a thriving artistic scene, like coffee houses and things like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's good because I grew up in California, okay?
Okay.
So I'm a Bay Area boy. So between San Francisco, Oakland, and all that. So we always had a vast selection of music as far as culture, as far as festivals, things for the community. I mean, if it wasn't for the Hispanics or the African Americans or, you know, et cetera, it was always that freedom to explore and find what works best for you. So I look at music as a international, you know, a global language.
Yeah.
Speaks everyone. I mean, I can go to, you know, a country where I don't speak the language of the, you know, the locals, but yet I start to play music and man, everyone's hearing something. Everyone finds some way in which we send signals and receive them to each other. And not only that, but it's to the soul.
So it's
deeper
than
words. Yeah, it's in the soul. It's something that you feel from within, and it registers with that person.
I totally agree with you. I think music connects in a way. Like, for example, when I was in Dallas, we had a dog, so we go to the dog park, and it was funny how many people that we met there, different from different walks of life, who you never would have had a reason to talk to. Okay. just, you know, bumping up to each other through daily life. But because everybody had a dog, you know, you could find yourself talking to just any person, you know, CEO, you know, an actress, whoever, you know, and it's because of the dog. And I think music is supposed to, and it does, it connects us that way too. Because it's like, you know, you say, well, what kind of music do you listen to? And then, oh, I listen to this. And sometimes the people who, I work with a guy, he's just a normal guy. You know, he was older man, very nice. He just started. Come to find out, he went to Jamaica every year, you know, to kind of pay homage to Bob Marley.
Wow.
Now, you would not think that this man, he was a, you know, middle-aged man.
Yeah.
You know, conservative looking, you know, yeah. Anglo-Saxon. And he was like, yeah, my wife and I have been doing that for like 20 years.
For 20 years.
And he was talking about, because wow. I think he's, it might have been more than that, because I think he said he saw Bob Marley when he was younger. And he said they go, they stay like a week. I think it's some kind of festival they go to. He said he was talking about the song, the reggae songs he loved. I mean, I was trying not to have my mouth open, because I'm the main one, like, you know, everybody should. But, you know, but we do have
jaw-dropping moments, you know, where it's like, okay, right. Wipe my face off, because this is, I am so surprised.
Right, you're like, Lord, don't let my face reveal what I'm thinking. It's like, yeah. You know, my brother, when he was in his 20s, he would buy CDs with him back then. So every time I got paid, he would have a CD. So yeah. My brother's like 6'2 or 6'3, I guess.
Okay.
And, you know, back then it was the Walkmans. You had the Walkman. Oh, yeah. So he'd be walking. Mm-hmm. And somebody would say, or in a mall, because we live in Maryland, so you really didn't walk, you just drove. But when I could hear in the mall or something, people say, hey, you know, whoa. He said people would come up to him and say, well, what are you listening to? And he would say, Bach. When he was, my brother is like the classical music man. Like, seriously, if I have a, and they were, like, shocked because they thought he was going to say, which is nothing wrong because I like my hip-hop, too. But right. They thought that because he was a 6-foot, whatever, young African-American male, that he was going to say something like, you know, I don't know, whoever was LL Cool J. He was like, no, Bach.
Yeah.
And Beethoven. And then he thought, and then he, I mean, he's very knowledgeable about, like, he could tell you who he likes, what's about. I mean, he's not just like, oh, I like that particular piece like me. I don't He can tell you the whole.
No, totally. That's the thing is that, you know, it really helps us to sort of think outside the box, because sometimes we get kind of stuck in this.
Yeah.
You know, this thing where, you know, we allow ourselves to prejudge, sort of.
Yes.
Maybe not even in a negative way. But, you know, you kind of assume, oh, I know this person's story before I even talk to them. So music takes us away from that. Music takes us away from it. But then it also, it presents to us a platform to present that story of a person, of whoever the artist is. So it's just amazing because I believe that mindset is everything. Mindset is everything. And, you know, I talk about on my channel, Fuel for Life, you know, my podcast there, and a few times in my YouTube channels under my name. But
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But mainly being able to have that positive mindset, that understanding that, you know what, even though something may have happened to me, but it's happening for me. And it's little things like that music helps me kind of get back to the understanding that, you know what, maybe I like this story because I've never heard it, or I like
exactly it, you know? Exactly. I mean, exactly, because, you know, I was raised in Philadelphia. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And when NWA came out with Straight Outta Compton, it was, and the movie Colors came out, like, we were just flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Because we had never heard that, because we thought, you know, when back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, you know, it was like California was the place where the new stuff happened, the strange stuff we used to call old from California.
Yeah.
But when we heard about how the black people were living down there with the gangs and the colors and stuff, now Philadelphia definitely had their gangs. I mean, the OGs here will tell you,
right.
My dad, you know, but we didn't know anything about you can't wear certain colors.
Right.
That movie was like, you know, we didn't. And so when they came out with that album, Straight Outta Compton, it was like when when Public Enemy came out, it was like this blast of, oh my God, I'm living in a world and I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, yeah, NWA really, they really set the tone for expressing culture, not only expressing culture, but being able to let other people know that, you know, there's so much going on out there that
yeah,
we just don't acknowledge. You know, we have no clue because the town or the city we're in is good because, you know, you're sheltered from certain things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's good and it's bad but when you don't take the time to inform yourself on these things, on what is possible or what can happen out there or what people are currently going through.
Sometimes you don't even know what to ask because you just don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
It's true. You don't know what to ask. And another thing is it's uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable
because, you know, that's the thing about a mindset and a changed mind is you're now allowing yourself to go ahead and feel a little uncomfortable. But yet,
yes,
I put myself in this position to better me.
I didn't put
myself in this position to, you know, make me feel, you know, anxiety or depressed. But this is to educate myself to evolve.
You know what? I never thought about it like that. And I never thought about like, yeah, because, you know, you listen to certain music and you like it. And then it's like, sometimes you can't explain why you like it. But it does. Now you're responsible for not feeling the way you did before because your mind has been open. So if you choose to go back to a closed mindset, that's your choice. But you know that there's something out there. So you kind of don't have an excuse. And I think in dealing with people, we kind of know that that's something that we have to deal with. But as far as opening ourselves up to music, I never thought about it like that. But it is true. It is true. It is true. Because I didn't, you know, I didn't really know a whole lot about hip hop until, you know, my uncle, he's the same age as me, kind of sat me down years ago. And I was like, you know, I really like this music. It's very expressive. You know, it really is. It's just like heavy metal, you know. When heavy, you know, if you want to scream or say these curse words and everything, it draws you in. Now, I don't know. The music now, I don't want to judge. I really don't because that's a closed mind, right? But I have to think of it in context because, you know, I came from the era where there was a plethora of great singers. I mean, you know. Stevie Wonder. Oh, I mean, you know, events. My mother bought Thriller. Yeah, and Keith Songs and the Keys of Life. Those were events. Okay, those were events.
Yes, so, I know.
You know what I mean? I mean, you grew up. I mean, we grew up with masterpieces, and we knew it, but we really didn't appreciate it. I guess until now.
Right. And Annie, you so correct because you know what? It's an experience.
It is.
Now, it's not even experience most of the time. You know,
some
artists are simply putting on an act. So this is more like play rather than it actually being an experience. That's what, experience is so undervalued sometimes because people overlook the understanding that that's a one of a kind deal. You can't go buy experience. I can't go order experience.
And you don't know when, and you know, that's so true, and you don't know when it's going to hit you. You don't know. Like Adele, I think that's why people related so much to her, because she didn't have any in it. She just stood up there and sang, okay? And everybody, that album, 21, was classic.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
They're saying that they got to wrap up now. Oh, my God. We're just getting into it.
But that's the good thing about this, and I like this, what Anchor's doing, because it's allowing us to get back to that part of us that just desires to be vocal. We interact. Yes. And that's the one thing about what God has created us with, that gift, is that gift to communicate and understand other people and what they're trying to communicate. That's huge, you know. So I appreciate the conversation. I know it's wrapping up.
I do too.
I'll go ahead and get you some likes. I'm gonna go check out your podcast.
Okay. And I will do the same for you. Okay.
Yes. Have a blessed day. Okay.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.